When I was young, probably about 8 or 9 years of age, my mother and I went to the cornfield to plant beans in the corn. We didn't drop beans beside each corn hill. My mother said miss one or two. It was a large field, probably an acre or more of corn growing, and the corn probably was about 6 inches high. And the type of container that we had for those beans, my mother had saved the seeds herself from beans that they had grown and dried them, and she had them in a 24-pound flour sack. Those flour sacks back in that day were made out of paper that was very heavy and durable, and even if it got wet, it wouldn't, you know, tear very easily. And so she had that thing, seemed to me like half full, but maybe not quite that much. So we planted and planted, and after a while she said, "Betty, I'm going to go to the house now and start some supper. You know, your dad will be in from work, and you finish planting these beans." So I got tired of planting those beans. It seemed like they weren't going down in the bag at all. So I looked up the hill, and there was this apple tree with a big knot hole in it. So I decided that I was going to go up there and explore that knot hole and see if I could pour those beans down that hole and get rid of them a little bit faster than what I was doing, dropping the beans beside of the corn hills. So sure enough, there in that old apple tree was a great big hole, and I just tiptoed up there as tall as I could reach and let that thing just down that, you know, stump part in the tree, and saved some in the bag and went on back and planted a few more. And I was pretty tired, so I thought, well, Mom might not have intended me to plant all these. I better save a little bit on the bottom. So I saved some in the bottom of the bag, and I went back to the house with them, and she looked at me and she said, "You planted that many beans? I really wasn't going to plant that many even, Betty. You've done a fine job." Well, I had one of those kind of faces that most people say you can just read them by looking at them. You know, my eyes just tell what's inside. I mean, I can't very well tell an untruth and get by with it. So I didn't look up at my mother. I didn't look at her or say anything about that praise that she was giving me. Well, probably I'd say a couple weeks went by, and my father one day, sitting on the front porch, said, "Betty, look over there at that potato patch. All that old parsley growing there between those potato plants," he said, "go over there and pull some out and throw over to them pigs. They'd be happy to get that over into the pig lot." So off I went, you know, the little farm girl that I was, to pull that parsley, throw it over into the pigs, and so they're just eating it, enjoying it, and I think, you know, I better go up there and look in that old tree stump and see if just perchance those beans might be growing. I tell you, the sight I saw, I did not expect. Bean vines had growed out of that tree, and they weren't just sticking their little tops or noses out, but they were clear down, trailing onto the ground. I reached up and pulled all I could pull and hurried back to the pig lot. Threw them in. But you know, those pigs did not want those beans. It was like they were tramping them in the mud. I was so afraid my father would go over there to feed the pigs, you know, later in the evening, and those bean vines would be in there and he'd recognize them. So I looked around trying to find a tree limb. I worked so hard trying to rake those back out of there so the pigs wouldn't tramp them down or he'd see any evidence of them. And just every few days, it seemed like I was having to go over that old apple tree and pull bean vines out of there. And I've often said I worked harder getting rid of those vines than if I had have actually planted them around the corn and we could have benefited by them, you know, as a family. And I've often related that to children doing, you know, work with them in church work particularly, and tell them about, you know, sometimes we think we're doing something that's going to make life easier on us, and it's just harder. If we'd done it the right way in the first place, it would be so much easier on us. So those beans really worked me hard that summer.